Thursday evening, October 15th, the Albany Central School District's Board of Directors heard from District Improvement Director Michelle Bridgewater about where community schooling goals are this strange year. Let's listen in.
So we continue to provide supports to our core instructional program, both on the academic side and the behavioral side. We seek to offer increased expanded learning opportunities in the form of before and after school programming, but also during school enrichment opportunities that many of our students would not have exposure to, given the poverty in our community. And then finally, we seek to provide comprehensive support services, which include mental health services, medical and dental health services through all of our sites. Our community school funding occurs in two places. For the majority of our community schools, the funding support comes from foundation aid. That aid supports $1.7 million for staffing. And then the balance of the aid supports programming for our seven community schools, which also includes support for AIC. The Schuyler Achievement Academy has received a community schools grant. We're in year three of that grant. We've continued to have extensions over the past 3 years. It's been made clear to me that this will be the last year of the extension. And so right now we have $1 million for programming. We continue to build upon the capital improvements that we started 3 years ago, and then about approximately $200 million supports staffing. So I asked each of our schools to provide some highlights from the last school year. One of the things that, if you'll remember, is that each of our schools has a community schools advisory board that engages in the needs assessment process and develops a plan based on that process. That process includes surveys from parents, staff, and students. It includes an analysis of data. And as a result of all of those data sources, the advisory teams develop a plan for action. For last year, here are some of the highlights from each of the schools. At Arbor Hill, they developed a Family Learn Together project. And one of the highlights about this project is that parents were integral, and not only in the development of the project, but also in the facilitation of the project with community partners. Arbor Hill also has a Soar Beyond after-school enrichment program that has kids not only in the Boys and Girls Club and YMCA, but they've introduced additional enrichment experiences for our students that our students normally would not have access to. And as a result, 57% of the students engaged in some extended day opportunity. At Eon, which is our newest community school, they engaged in a Toy for Tots giveaway that they were really excited about, and they developed a meet and greet to begin to open the doors of the Eon to our community partners so they could get to know the staff and the students and begin to think through partnerships that make sense for that particular building. Giffen introduced last year Fourth Family as a component of their extended day program, but it's a morning program. Again, focused on tier two and tier three students, which are some of our neediest students who typically have not had access to the Boys and Girls Club and YMCA because of some of the additional supports that they need. They've also introduced a family art night, which focused on not just bringing families on site to engage in art activities, but really connected to the math curriculum to build the understanding of family members to be able to support their kids with math. They also started last year their first Trunk or Treat Halloween celebration. The South End has been an area where we've had some challenges, and the staff and the community partners created this experience for students in a way that would keep them more safe and not have them have to go out into the community during Halloween and still participate. Schuyler has taken on some unique approaches to enrichment. Not only does Schuyler offer after-school programming and enrichment experiences, but they've created a schedule whereby students are experiencing enrichment during the school day. And the way in which they've done that, they scheduled it so that teachers could engage in more professional development. And while teachers were engaged in that professional development, the students were having a variety of enrichment experiences during the school day. They've also increased their capacity for after-school programming. by continuing our partnership with the Fourth Family Program, Boys and Girls Club, and the YMCA. And then one of our biggest areas that is an issue across the district is chronic absenteeism. And so Skylar has been able to create an attendance in store with lots of incentives to try and address the issue of attendance for students. And just before we were released for COVID, the staff was beginning to see an uptick in attendance as a result of that initiative. At Sheridan, again, families are offered opportunities for healthier food options. As a result of the partnership with our regional food banks, we were able to continue this same work during COVID. And as a result of the partnership, we were able to increase access to more families as a result of this partnership. And then Sheridan is also looking to do more around equity and enrichment. And again, trying to expose as many students to enrichment experiences as possible that we normally would not offer during the school day. And yet creating partnerships that allow our students to see or have other experience in the world that many other students have access to. At Toast created their family E&L program, where they not only provided after-school tutoring for E&L students, but they've also provided support to families who need to be able to support their students with their schoolwork. They expanded their after-school program to include additional clubs, which align in some instances with their Toast theme, the Aviation Club, Baking Club, Art, and Student Leadership Club. They also created a mindfulness hallway as a part of their social emotional learning program to, again, provide students with experiences on how to maintain appropriate mindsets around how to engage challenging experiences. And we have TCCE, and this falls back to last summer, not this current summer, it's the 1920 summer, where they increased mentoring and after-school programming for their students through the Student Council with Cornell Cooperative Extension. Their students experienced job shadowing. There was mentoring with the district attorney's office, increased the number of students who were accessing APEX to address credit recovery, more students engaged in basketball and also dance. And then they also created a family and student support team where 10 students were enrolled in their diversion program. And again, they continue to provide those supports during our COVID experience. And then I asked the schools just to talk about a little bit about some of the things that they've done once we were sent home during COVID, when COVID began. And one of the things you'll see is that, all schools continued their food program to ensure an increase of food program, not outside of the lunches and breakfasts that the district offered. We continue with our backpack program. The Capital Region of Food Bank provided additional resources. So site coordinators coordinated with other school staff to deliver food to families who were in need. And then you'll see at Giffen, they also created a one-week STEM program, Camp Invention, that they use their outdoor garden as a learning site, still focused on providing healthy food for our families, and that food was distributed to families across the district. We'll continue to offer comprehensive support services, so we still have our partnership with the Mental, Dental, and Whitney Young partners, and then we'll support families around food insecurity, housing, and unemployment.
Great to see all the different activities that were done last year. Now that we don't have, we have social distancing in place and we don't have those opportunities to bring the families in, what else can be done to sort of connect the families remotely more? I mean, I know you're doing virtual workshops and what have you to help the families, but are there any other ways that we can bring communities into the school virtually?
And I would say there are always opportunities to do that. I think, one of the things I'm really encouraging the schools to do is to stay true to their plans that were developed based on that needs assessment. And so each of the schools will be responsive to the outcomes that came from the planning process. But we're always looking at, we've had lots of conversations around what that virtual enrichment opportunity can look like. for our students, because we really want kids to be able to engage in some of the activities. And so our site coordinators are planning on, you know, putting together all the materials that a student might need to engage in a rich and activity. And so we're always looking at opportunities, but we're very clear in this environment that we are limiting the number of individuals who are coming to our schools. And yet we will do what we can to get the resources out to families as best we can. I think one of the newest challenges that we haven't had is some of the violence in the community. And so we're all kind of nervous about how often we go out, when we go out. And yet we recognize that there has to be a way for us to get families the things that they need. So we're very cognizant of that. But the school's plans are driving what schools are doing for this school year.
Thank you.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.